Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Conflict Coaching Insight. Practice helps. My most recent guest was Cindy Noble, the creator of the Synergy Conflict Coaching Model. Cindy is, of course, the best person to describe the model, so I would encourage you to listen to episode 69 to learn more. I started to learn conflict coaching in 2018 and became certified as a Synergy Conflict Management Coach in 2019. And if you are interested in conflict coaching for yourself or your organization, please let me know. But today, I want to talk about an idea in conflict coaching and more generally in the whole realm of handling conflict effectively that you can have a go at on your own. And that's the very practical and positive idea of practice. Specifically, practicing a conversation that you expect to be challenging. It can be tempting to avoid thinking about the conflict. That usually won't help matters. You can accept that a conversation is going to happen, either forced upon you or by your choice. And whether that acceptance is grudging or not, you have a decision to make. Will I prepare for this conversation or wing it? Then, if I want to prepare, how? Last time, I talked about the idea of learning from experience. When you know the other person and you have had times of conflict, it is wise for you to think about how best to minimize the risk that your own behaviors and words can simply set off the other person. Now, it's time to practice. Literally. I have done it, and I have helped others to do it. It may feel a little awkward at first. The purpose is not to memorize an opening statement that will guarantee that the other person will magically see everything your way. Instead, try to say out loud how you want to start. It may take a few tries. You want to say what you need to say as well as you can. But that doesn't mean stilted language or anything that isn't you. And that's the beauty of saying it out loud in advance. If the words don't roll easily off your tongue, try some others. Once you have some idea of the start, consider what the other person might say and how you might respond to that. You aren't rehearsing a speech. Instead, you are working on how to keep a difficult conversation productive, working on how to be at your best while still being you. Have a go if you like. And of course, if I can help you to get better at this, let me know. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it, leave a rating or review, subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. comments, or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.